USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Charlie Crist, whose career as a Republican ended with a hug from a Democratic president, may have seen his political fate sealed by another Democratic president complimenting his Republican rival. That's the sentiment rolling through Democratic circles in Florida after President Joe Biden's tour of the state's storm-ravaged Gulf Coast, where he praised Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, Crist's opponent, for his handling of Hurricane Ian. Biden called DeSantis' response pretty remarkable after a congenial joint event with his sometime nemesis. They're flying contraband into prison.
A Texas man is facing up to 20 years in prison for flying a drone into a Fort Worth prison yard. Brian Henderson was arrested in August and pleaded guilty this week. He admitted to loading the drone with drugs for a prisoner, including crystal meth and a pair of prepaid cell phones. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
While speaking at a Volvo plant in Hagerstown, Maryland, Friday, and a month before Election Day, President Biden talked about many of his economic achievements during his term, including his bipartisan infrastructure deal, the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and other legislation he says helped facilitate the country's economic recovery during the COVID pandemic. Biden warned that if Republicans take control this fall, though, many of these achievements will be reversed and regular Americans will suffer the consequences.
If Republicans take control of the Congress, the $2,000 cap on prescription drug costs we just passed goes away, gone. If they take back the control of the Congress, the $35 a month cap on insulin for folks on Medicare we just passed goes away, gone. The savings on health care premiums we just got for a million Americans for Affordable Care Act, gone.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A powerful blast damaged Russia's road and rail bridge to Crimea on Saturday, hitting a prestigious symbol of Moscow's annexation of the peninsula and the key supply route to forces battling to hold territory captured in southern Ukraine. The early morning explosion on the bridge over the Kerch Strait, for which Russia did not immediately assign blame, prompted gleeful messages from Ukrainian officials, but no claim of responsibility. During an interview on Fox & Friends Friday, Polk County, Florida Sheriff Grady Judd weighed in on the influx of looters who are taking advantage of Hurricane Ian's devastation, urging armed Floridian homeowners to take action.
I would highly suggest that if a looter breaks into your home, comes into your home while you're there to steal stuff, that you take your gun and you shoot him. You shoot him so that he looks like grated cheese. Because you know what? That's one looter that won't break into anyone else's home and take advantage of them when they're the most vulnerable and the most weak.
Well, it's postseason baseball going on now in the big leagues. Mariners manager Scott Servais talked about the team's big wild card win over the Blue Jays.
Obviously, when we acquired Luis Castillo, I was as excited as anybody because I know the talent and getting to know the player and the personality and how he was wired. You could clearly see early on he's wired for these moments. You know, when it's on the line, in the biggest on the biggest stage, in the crazy environment. So being able to put him out there today, it was a no-brainer for me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.